Okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay, good. All right.
So what can I help you with?
All right, so I've got a pad of paper and a pen in hand.
Okay.
Tell me your name, please.
It's Lee, L-E-I-G-H.
All right. So...
And my last initial is N as in Nancy.
All right, so presumably that's all you're going to tell me, is that right?
Well, as far as my information at the moment, yes. I can give you my number, too.
All right, I'll write down whatever you're going to tell me. Go ahead, keep going.
Okay, my number is 623-228-9689. That's my direct line. There is no extension. But
right.
I was just
calling
to see
number.
What I can help you with.
Wait. You're going a little too fast, Warren. As I said, I'm trying to write this down. You say number.
Okay.
That's telephone number. Is that right?
That is, yes. That is my contact number at CVS.
Okay. And where are you located?
I'm out of Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. And the name of the company you're with, tell me the company name again, please.
CVS Caremark.
All right. So you called me. And why did you call?
Because it looks like you were having some issues. Maybe you were emailing. I'm not quite sure. You had some complaints. So I'm just calling to see if I can assist, I can help, or what's going on. Get some more information from you.
All right. So you're saying it looks like you're kind of making reference to something, but you're being kind of vague about it. Can you be more specific?
Well,
what is it that you're looking at?
What we do is, I guess you had escalated and you called in multiple times for some information. And let's see here. Can the team assist in connecting with the member and work to resolve any complaints? We don't know what the complaints were, so we're just reaching out to see if we can assist.
All right, so you're saying we.
CVS. Me.
We.
My team.
All right, so what team are you with? What department are you with? What is we?
I'm with Customer Care. I'm a member advocate at CVS Caremark.
Customer Care. Member advocate.
Just seeing if I can assist with anything. Because you had escalated.
Did you read through what the complaints were? Did you get a chance to
I don't know that.
Look at them?
I don't know anything.
You don't know anything?
No. My information was, can we reach out to help with resolve with any complaints? At this point, we don't, or whomever had this information, we don't know what your concerns are, but I'm giving you a call to see if I can assist.
Wait a minute. No, you're going to have to do better than that. Don't tell me you don't know anything. You know something.
All I have is this information. It looks like... let's see here. I'm looking at some more notes. And you
did you read the notes?
I read some of them, yeah. Yeah.
Some of them.
But
there's probably a lot of notes, right?
Is there some way I can help you?
Yeah, you can answer my questions. Did you read the notes?
Yes. I read some of them, yes.
Some of them.
But we don't know, as far as me reaching out, I'm calling to see if there's something that I can do to help.
Well, There absolutely is, yes.
Okay, how can I do that?
Well,
and
let's
I can
start
see if
with,
I can get that. Okay, go ahead.
I'm asking you questions, and you're mm-hmm. trying to be evasive about answering my questions, and you're trying to say, well, let's skip that and let's get to what the real problem is. And what I'm trying to tell you is, I'm telling you what the real problem is, and you're not answering me. I'm telling you what the real problem is, and you're not. And the fact that you're being evasive is what the real problem is. Where did you get my phone number from?
From your account.
My account. Can you be more specific than that? What did you do?
So I am with CVS Caremark. I am a member advocate who makes these calls to see if I can assist in things that are like going wrong or, you know, with orders or whatever. I can assist with. So this information from you escalating came to me so that I can give you a call to see if I can assist in getting the information, because it looks like a call had been dropped. Did you call into clinical or get transferred to clinical?
What you're wanting to do is to say, I don't know anything. You're wanting to tell me nothing about what the notes say and get me to talk. And what I'm trying to do is to get you to tell me what your notes say. And you're just refusing to say. I've asked you where you got my phone number from, and you said from your account. Did you look at my profile?
Yes.
Did you look at my profile? Come on. Tell me where you got my phone number from.
Because you had called in and were escalating. So in order to help, what we kind of make a case. And so this case came to me to give you, give an outreach to see if I could help with any issues that you're having. And it looks like maybe you're having problems finding pharmacists or writing a letter to the president of the company. Like, I'm not quite sure what you're looking for. That's why I'm giving you the call. I didn't. That's fine also. I just was calling to see if I could assist. Would you rather I didn't? I mean, that's fine. I won't call again.
I'm almost speechless. I told every single person that I spoke with, every single one of them, I told them, don't call me on the telephone. Send me an email or write me a letter, but don't call me on the phone. I've called the number on my insurance card, customer service
mm-hmm.
number, and I've asked them to change my telephone number. And that's why I asked you, where did you get my phone number from?
Okay, it is still on the account.
Because
I believe that comes over from the client.
Stop interrupting me now. I've asked you where you got my phone from, and you were very evasive about it. You said you got it from my account, and that's all you would say. So,
well, I mean, I wasn't being evasive.
Interrupting. Now listen to me now.
Listen to me.
You'll get a chance to talk in a minute. I want you to listen to me now. It's my turn to talk. I asked you where you got my phone number from. And I gave you plenty of opportunity to tell me where you got it from, and you wouldn't. You said, you're here to help, and you want me to tell you what the problem was. So what's the problem? Well, the problem is, I don't want people calling this phone number, the number that you called. So the fact that you're calling this phone number is the problem. Do you understand now?
Yes, sir.
So where'd you get my phone number from? Now
from
you can talk.
Your account. From your account. Literally from your account. There was another number also. That number didn't work. So I tried the other number that was on your account, and that's how I got a hold of you.
So you say my account, meaning my profile?
With CVS Health, yes, from the mail order.
So how can we fix that? How can we erase the other number, the number that you called, so that people like you won't be able to call it anymore?
I will take care of it. So let me get that.
The person that I talked to 2 days ago said the same thing. It's not working.
Okay, I will put
I don't believe you.
Okay. Let's see. Remove. Okay. I just removed it.
I have a prescription from a pharmacy that's located in Illinois.
I removed your that telephone number that I called.
So 3 days from now, when somebody else calls this number, can I call you back at 623-228-9689?
Sure.
Next item. Are you writing these down? I have a prescription from CVS Caremark.
All right. Okay.
They're located in Mount Prospect, Illinois.
And what's the name of the medication? Oh, you know what? I don't think we have, we didn't get verified. I apologize. We have not verified, so I do need your date of birth before we talk about prescriptions and all of that kind of thing.
You just need to write down the question. My date of birth is 42553.
Thank you. And your zip code?
You won't even tell me your name.
Yes, I did. I even spelled it for you.
You told me your first name.
And my last initial.
Yeah, my zip code is 80. First two of my zip code. I'm not going to tell you the medication. Listen to the question. Just write down the question.
I just want to let you know, the call may be recorded for quality purposes.
Yes, indeed it is. You bet. The pharmacist in charge, JMA, Joshua Anderson, I believe it is.
Hang on.
Give me
a second. I'm going to pull up a notepad here.
Unfortunately, I don't have the... Well, my... It should be in your notes. My question is, for the particular prescription that I called about, I want to know the name of the pharmacist that did the final verification on that prescription. If you want, I'm looking at a different one now. If you want, you can write down this prescription number to RX15732280. That's a different one.
You went a little fast. Did you
fine.
Say 157?
That's fine. I'll tell you again. So it's 15732870.
870. Okay.
That's topiramate.
Okay.
So if you can tell me the name of the pharmacist, name and license number of the pharmacist that did the final verification. I think that's the right terminology. I'm not a pharmacist. But presumably there was a pharmacist, at least one pharmacist that was involved with this particular
Was it filled in correctly?
So what you're doing is what a lot of people tend to want to do. They want to say, well, was there a problem? And my response to that is, I feel like I have a right to know the name of the pharmacist unequivocally.
Okay, so there's not necessarily a problem.
I want you to tell me the name and the license number of the pharmacist.
Okay.
And so if there's
cannot,
more...
I don't...
If,
go ahead.
I know you don't know. You're going to have to go find out.
Yes.
And when you find out, don't call me on the phone. Send me an email.
I will email you.
Or write a letter, put it in the regular mail. Okay?
Now, let me just verify your email. I have phil.rice@mkgappraisal.com.
That is correct.
Okay, perfect.
Next item. Ask them to send me a duplicate or a copy of the label. Have them print another label and send just the label. If they want to write the word copy or void on it, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, why do we need this?
Are you asking me why I want the copy?
Yeah, just is there a reason?
Well, because it's a real pain for me to peel them off of the bottle, that's why.
Okay. Why are you putting it somewhere
No.
Okay.
It's none of your damn business. Just ask them if they will. If they want to say no, they can say no. They're not required to give me a copy.
Okay. I was going to put reasoning on there so that maybe it would help.
You can say that you asked and I declined to provide a reason. If you feel like you need to say that,
no, that's
just
fine.
Say that I asked for a copy.
That's fine.
What else do I have? The name of the owner. For the pharmacy.
I'm sorry, say that again. You were a little muffled.
All right, I'll say it again. The name of the owner of the pharmacy.
Okay. Anything else?
The mailing address for you. I'd like to write a letter to you that will confirm that I've asked these questions.
I can send an email to you to verify what you asked. But I can't give you my specific address. I don't work in the office.
You're calling me from home, right?
I am calling you on an office phone from home, yes. I do work from home.
All right. And, for what it's worth, I'm all for people working from home, but in my mind, this is a business phone call. And if you want to work from home, like I said, I'm all for it. I'm fine with that. But it's not fine with me if you want to make it my problem that you're working from home. And in my mind, that's what you're doing. You're saying you're working from home, and therefore it's my problem. I can't send you a letter to confirm our phone call. I think if you're going to work from home, yeah, it is. You need to make it your business to get a P.O. box or arrange it with a company or something so that there's some address that I can send a letter to that you'll get something in the mail. I can put a letter in the mail and you'll get it. That you need to make that your business to be able to work from home. And what you're telling me is you're working from home and I can't send you a letter. It's going to be my problem that you're working from home. That's what I'm hearing you say.
That's not at all my opinion, sir.
I've told you my opinion, and you're telling me you don't agree. You're not agreeing with me. You're not buying it. Okay, we disagree.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. I mean, that's just not what I am saying. I apologize.
I've told you I want to send you a letter in the mail, and you're telling me I can't.
Right. But I can send you an email.
Do we agree on that much?
Yes, sir. Yes. I totally just said yes. Absolutely. You cannot send me a letter. But I can send you an email and tell you what we spoke about, and I would get back to you once I have that information.
What's your email address?
It is AAM mailbox, all one word, at cvshealth.com.
Let me read it back to you. I've got AAMMAILBOX at cvshealth.com. Is that right?
Correct. It is correct. And once I have this, information, what I'll put in the email is that you would like the pharmacist that did the verification, his name and license, or her, of the RX number that you provided, the topoprimate. You would like a duplicate of the label, and the name of the owner of the pharmacy.
Yeah, name, phone number, and mailing address for the owner.
Name, address.
Mailing address.
Didn't say three things. The owner's name and address, correct?
Name, phone number, and mailing address. Yes.
Phone. I knew there was something else too. Okay.
And to confirm that you're going to fix it so that nobody from CVS Caremark or any of the affiliated entities from CVS Caremark calls this phone number ever again.
Okay, you know what? Since I deleted it, can I have it again so that I can put it in the email?
It's 970-235-0470.
0470. Okay. And there is another number on the account, but it has a weird message, or it acts like it's talking to you.
That was the number you called the first time?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's the number that people should call if they feel like they need to call me.
Oh, okay. All right. I get it. Now I understand why it was weird. Okay. All right.
But the point is they shouldn't call. That's what I told people. Don't call me.
Okay.
Did you read the notes? That's what I kept asking you. Did you read the notes? If you'd read the notes,
I did read
you would have gotten
but,
that.
Sir,
don't call
sir,
me.
I did read that note. However, it's the personal touch of being able to get your side of everything.
You were thinking that I didn't mean you. I didn't mean you. No, that didn't mean you.
Sir, stop.
Not you.
Stop, please. I was just trying to help.
No.
So I totally apologize.
Do you understand why?
Sure.
Yeah. I did the same routine with Aetna. I sent a letter to the president of Aetna. that said, change my phone number to the 612-444-321, whatever that phone number was, and don't call this number again. And I got a call from somebody from the executive response team. I guess your equivalent at Aetna, who called to let me know that he'd received the letter that said I didn't want to be called at this number anymore.
Okay, I deleted it.
And I had to point out to him that he had just called the number that I had written a letter that said I don't want to be called on anymore. It took a minute for him to realize what he had done. And
I totally thought
what you just did here was, in my opinion, just about every bit as idiotic as what he had done. And
the
fact that you were being vague about what the note said, and you want to say, well, I don't know anything. Why don't you tell me what the problem is? Let's get past that stuff. No. That doesn't get it. So what's the name of the president, the name and the mailing address of the president of CVS?
I'm going to
Caremark. Do you know?
I don't.
Can you find out?
Get that information. Yes. If I can get that information, I will give it to you.
Do you think that the president of CVS Caremark wants to not get mail? Do you think that that's the way they want it, is so that when someone calls in and says, I'd like to send a letter to the president of the company, will you tell me the name and the mailing address? Do you think that's what they want, is for the people to be told, well, no, we're not going to tell you that information? Do you think that's what they want? I think the president of the company would want it to be that way? Because I can tell
sir,
you.
I apologize for giving you a call. I really do. I totally apologize.
All right. So
I just wanted
that.
To
you
make
don't
a
need,
personal.
You don't need to say it again. And I
okay.
appreciate that you said you're sorry. The guy that called from Aetna, you would think that he would have said sorry. He didn't say sorry. He started spewing out BS.
Well, I just wanted to make a personal attempt to, like, let you know that I am here to help. That is what the phone call was for. Your number is no longer on there, so
all right.
I will not make that mistake again.
Look, if you're successful at fixing it so that I stop getting calls, then I won't mind too terribly much. And if you can get answers to the questions I asked, then I won't mind too terribly much. But like I said, I don't believe you. The guy that called me from Aetna, he said the same thing. Oh, no, I'm going to fix it so that you won't get any more calls. And I have continued to get calls.
Well,
I shouldn't have gotten any more calls. And I continue to get calls. I got a call 3 days ago. I'm driving down the street, and I get a call from a machine, a robot, that says, this is CVS Pharmacy. This call is for Phil Rice. If this is Phil Rice, press 1. If it's not, press 2. I don't ever want to get a call from a machine, from a robot. Ever.
Okay, because you're not enrolled in call or texting for us.
Yeah, well, guess what?
I don't know.
You don't know what you're talking about. But that doesn't surprise me in the least.
Well,
that
doesn't
mean I don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm just saying you're not enrolled.
It does mean you don't know what you're talking about.
The phone system at
CVS Pharmacy is out of control.
Okay.
You have some control over some of it, and you may think that you've deleted the number, and it may be that you don't see it right now, but that doesn't mean that 2 or 3 days from now, I'm not going to get a call from somebody else. You call the pharmacy at Mount Prospect, Illinois, and see if you can even just find a phone number for them. In fact, that's a question I I meant to ask and should have. I'm glad you reminded me. That is a question I'm going to ask. Tell me a phone number where I can reach the pharmacist in charge. I believe his name is Joshua Anderson. What's the phone number where I can reach Joshua Anderson, the pharmacist in charge at Mount Prospect, Illinois? So let's add that to my list of questions, please.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that what I'm going to tell you now is correct. I'm supposed to be able to call and get what's called counseling. Talk to a pharmacist with a question for counseling. And it is true that if I call the number on the label with some degree of difficulty, I can talk to a pharmacist. Now, whether the difficulty is too much or not, I don't know. There might be some debate about that. I think if it takes me 15 minutes, for example, to be able to talk to a pharmacist, I think that's too much, and it's effectively, it means you're not in compliance with me being able to call the number and talk to a pharmacist. It's too long. It means you're not in compliance with the rule that says I need to be able to call the number and talk to a pharmacist. Now, the response from your end might be, well, you called the number and you talked to a pharmacist. So who knows whether if I filed a complaint and said 15 minutes is too long, whether that would stand up or not. I don't know. 15 minutes. But I've called several times, and it's always a cumbersome process. You have to talk to at least two people before you talk to a pharmacist. And they feel like it's their solemn, sacred duty to prevent you from talking to a pharmacist if they possibly can. But when you do finally talk to a pharmacist, they're not licensed in the state of Illinois. It's impossible to talk to a pharmacist licensed in the state of Illinois. And I believe that means you're not in compliance with the law in the state of Illinois. And I believe that Joshua Anderson, the pharmacist that's in charge of the pharmacy, that his license and the pharmacy's license are going to be in jeopardy because of that. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Yeah. Yeah.
That they need to have a phone number on the label that I can call, and without a great deal of difficulty, I can wind up talking to a pharmacist that's licensed in the state of Illinois. So I'm telling you this in good faith, that if you're smart, you'll get that fixed and get it fixed right away. Now, you probably don't care all that much one way or the other about that. But if you can call and talk with Joshua Anderson, I don't know if you'll be able to do that or not. I can tell you that I've spent many hours of my time trying to just get his name and phone number. I've yet to get the phone number. It's terribly difficult to find his name. It shouldn't be, but it is. And if you can talk to him, I don't know if he'll take you seriously or not.
You just want to be able to talk to this Joshua Anderson whenever you want to? Is that basically
I'm asking you to tell me a phone number that I can call that is the phone number for that pharmacy. I don't expect him to answer the phone. That's probably way too much to ask. It's a big operation. They send out a lot of prescriptions every day. He's not going to answer the phone. I get that. But I would like to know a phone number for the pharmacy there. And if you won't tell me, then say so. That'll be an answer to my question. But just don't ignore the question. Don't pretend like you don't know what I'm talking about.
I have it written down, sir.
I get it. But I know from experience that you're going to have a hard time coming up with an answer to that question. And what you should do is if somebody tells you, well, the phone number is, you should write it down, and then you should call it and see if it really is a phone number for the pharmacy there.
Why would they give me the number that's not a pharmacy number?
Why are you asking me that question? What's the purpose of that question?
Okay, is there anything else there that I can help you with? Because we're kind of getting off track here.
Yeah. Why don't we call that good for today?
Okay, that sounds great. You have my number.
I'll
send you an email.
Right. Don't call me.
Yes, sir. I didn't delete that number, so. You have a great day, okay?
Yeah. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.